You're listening to SBS News.
Et puis-je donc vous demander de vous lever?
May I please ask you to stand so we can have a moment of silence?
Silence.
The Speaker of the lower house of Belgium's parliament, Siegfried Braak, asks members to stand for a moment's silence. But in Brussels, one of the world's busiest and most important cities, this was a day more about ending silence than starting it. On behalf of the nation, Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel has apologised for his country's kidnapping of mixed-race children from what is now the Democratic Republic of Congo, Burundi and Rwanda. At the time, these countries were Belgian colonies. About 20,000 children are thought to have been affected. Most fathers refused to acknowledge the paternity of their children. The children, born in the 1940s and the 1950s, were forcibly abducted from their mothers and brought to Belgium, where they were fostered by the Catholic Church, amongst others. In his apology, Mr. Michel has recognised the mothers of the children, as well as the abductees themselves.
Au nom du Gouvernement fédéral belge, je présente mes excuses.
On behalf of the federal government, I apologise to the mixed-race people with roots in Belgian colonisation and to their families for the injustice and suffering they went through. I also wish to express all our compassion for the African mothers whose children were torn away from them.
Some of the children never received Belgian nationality and remained stateless. 2 years ago, the Catholic Church apologised for its role in what happened, but this is the first time Belgium has acknowledged responsibility for any brutalities committed over its 80 years of colonial rule. It comes after a group from the United Nations told it to apologise last month. An estimated 10 to 15 million Africans were killed during Belgian rule of what is now the Democratic Republic of Congo. Mr. Michel admits, with its actions, Belgium did not respect fundamental human rights.
En mettant en place dans l'Afrique coloniale belge un système de ségrégation.
By setting up a system of targeted segregation against mixed-race people and their families in Belgian colonial Africa, the Belgian state acted contrary to respect for fundamental human rights. That's why, on behalf of the federal government, I recognise the targeted segregation of which mixed-race people were victims under the colonial administration of the Belgian Congo and Rwanda-Urundi until 1962, and in the wake of decolonisation as well as forced kidnappings.
Ainsi que la politique d'enlèvement forcé y afférente.
Around 25 victims of the policy attended the speech. One of them, Jeannot Cardinal, says the mere recognition of what happened by authorities is powerful.
Ja, ik ben in elk geval heel ontroerd. Dat is één.
I am very moved because after all these years, the Prime Minister recognised what we have been through all these years. It is a recognition of what the Belgian state has done to us in collaboration with the church. They took away a part of our identity and now they admit that mistake. I feel a lot better now.
Mr. Michel says the country will do more to fight racism, xenophobia and discrimination. Belgium is clearly a country still coming to terms with its past. The government hopes action like this apology will help as it tries to step forward into the future. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.